You are listening to The Poetry of Touch, Alchemy, Transformation, and Oriental Medicine, written and read by Chris McAllister, published by Fierfalk Content. Preface. By August 1986, I had been travelling in Asia for almost 2 years on a very meagre budget. I was on my way from Lhasa, Tibet, feeling resoundingly hollow and without enthusiasm. In Dali, I encountered two anonymous Chinese men, a Taiji instructor and a Tuina Anma practitioner. Two encounters that were going to define the course of my life and take me on a long and exciting journey into the ancient wisdom of the Far East. This book is the product of a series of precious and powerful encounters that began in 1986. It has not ended and shows no sign of doing so. As you journey with me through the pages of this book, you will meet and get acquainted with all the people I have met and studied with on the way. You will be able to follow me as I showcase the jewels they laid before me, and which I have done my best to polish and put to as many uses as possible. In this book, I will tell you, the reader, tales of everyday magic and earthly miracles, and how to start this journey for yourself, a journey into the world of energy, alchemy, and transformation. As a storyteller, it is my pleasure to guide you through my personal interpretation of the classical knowledge that is Oriental medicine and its immeasurable storehouse of wisdom and magic. The poetry of touch. When it comes to atoms, language can be used only as in poetry. Niels Bohr. A path with a heart. Several years ago, I gave a shiatsu treatment to a friend and colleague in Jerusalem. Man of intelligence and experience, he is the founder of a well-known and respected shiatsu school based on the same lineage as my own. Funnily enough, perhaps, I was not in the least bit nervous about treating him, most likely because I felt a bond of kinship with him. It felt very clear that we were on a similar wavelength when it came not only to shiatsu, but many other issues in life. After the treatment, when I was finished, but still sitting, holding space on the mat beside him, he said a remarkable thing. "You do shiatsu like a poet." This is still the greatest compliment anyone has ever given me, and the most interesting thing anyone has ever said about my way of treating. Why does it feel so important for me to receive that kind of feedback on my shiatsu method? The reason goes back to a series of books I read as a 20-year-old, in which Carlos Castaneda describes his apprenticeship with Don Juan Mate, a sorcerer from an ancient tradition in Mexico. The first two volumes of the series are filled with chaotic descriptions of intense hallucinatory experiences, highly entertaining, but virtually unintelligible. Book 3 shows the young adept finally realizing that he is an apprentice and casting a retrospective look that reveals method behind his master's apparent madness. Volume 4 is a sober account of the life of a serious adept, and from there on, we are led ever deeper into that remarkable system. It is many years now since these books were a part of my daily life, but still, their flavor and intensity remains with me and colors my practice of shiatsu, acupuncture, taiji, and qigong. The full revelation of the system behind the teachings in Book 7 leaves a lasting imprint and desire to, as Don Juan so eloquently exhorts, find a path with a heart and follow it. One of the strongest memories and most lasting impressions from the series is of a conversation where Don Juan reveals his love of poetry. Although somewhat incongruous at first, the reader is drawn in as the master explains the reasons for this love and appreciation. "The poets," he says, "are the only ones who can bridge the gap between the multi-layered, continually fluctuating fabric of reality as it is and the more mundane, 3-4-dimensional version most of us experience through our 5 senses on a daily basis. The gap between what the seer perceives and that which regular individuals experience is of such a magnitude that normal prose or syntax..."